Shalom, today's daf yomi is Menachos daf peches, Menachos 88. In the previous Mishnah, our Mishnah previously had stated that there were seven different measures for liquid items that were used as part of the sacred service in the temple. And our Mishnah on today's daf yomi on peches amud aleph at the bottom starts to tell us what these seven different measures for liquids were in the temple. So one of the measures was a quarter lug. That was the measurement. So the Mishnah says, Revius ma haisa mishameshes. What would this quarter lug be used for? And the Mishnah explains, to measure revius mayim umitzora, to measure a quarter lug of water, which was required for a person who had the biblical disease known as tzara'at, which we often translate or mistranslate as leprosy. As it states about the person who has tzara'at, that he's looking to be pured. It states in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 5, that v'shacharas ha'sipora achas, that you have to slaughter one bird into a earthenware utensil, and it needs to be, the bird that slaughter needs to be, have their blood sprinkled over mayim chayim, which is spring water. So our sages say in Sota 16b that needs to be enough water that the blood of the bird is going to be recognizable when it goes into that water. And there the Gemara learns out that has to be a quarter lug of water. So in order to get to a quarter lug, we need to measure. We need to have a measuring utensil. So too, we need a measuring utensil of a quarter for the revius shemen lenazir, for a quarter of oil, of a lug of oil, which was used for the nazir. The nazir would have to bring two different types of loaves. He would have to bring chalos and rikikim on the day that he completed his Nazarethood. These are two different types of baked bread offerings. As it states, v'sal matzos solas chalos bulos b'shemen, rikikim matzos mishuchim b'shemen. And he has to take the basket of chalos matzos and the basket of rikikim matzos, and they both have oil associated. And our sages say that just like the Thanksgiving offering has to have in three of its types of loaves oil mixed in, so too in the Nazir's offering, and it needs to have oil mixed in. However, by the Thanksgiving offering, it's going to be a half a lug of shemen, but by the Nazirite, it's going to be a quarter lug of shemen. And so now the Mishnah says, what requires a half lug? This is a second type of measure, mayim mishamesh. So here we say, the chatzi lug of mayim was sota, that the sota, the woman who was accused of being an adulteress, that they would take water from the kiwar, from the basin of the temple, and that they would mix that with part of the parchment of the Torah, where it says a passage about the sota. And so that amount of water was supposed to be a half a lug of water. And so too, as we just mentioned, the Thanksgiving offering, that there were 30 loaves of bread that were they're required to have oil mixed in with them. And generally speaking, there were 40 loaves that needed to be associated with the Thanksgiving offering, but 30 of them were required to have oil mixed in with them. We're going to stop the Mishnah now and turn to the Gemara's discussion of this section of the Mishnah. The Gemara wants to know, that the Gemara tells the following story. Yosef Rebbe, who is the generally assumed to be the author of the Mishnah or the editor of the entire Mishnah, the one who published the Mishnah, Rebbe was sitting and he was difficult. The author of the Mishnah was himself bothered. Kashule revius lama nimshakha. He says, why was the revius, the quarter lug utensil, why did it need to be anointed to be a sacred utensil? If there are two reasons listed for why we need a quarter lug measure, neither one should require sanctification. Because im mitzora, if it's because of the mitzora, the fact that the quarter lug will be used for mitzora, chutzu, that took place, the mitzora, his purification, which happened when we mix the blood of the bird with the water, that happened outside the camp. And how, as it states in Leviticus 14, verse 3, the Kohen shall go to outside the camp. And so if that's the case, you don't need to sanctify the water in a kli shares, in a holy utensil, because it's outside the camp. And if you're going to say it's for the Nazirite, that he needs the quarter lug of oil to be mixed in with the bread of the Nazirite, that also is not a requirement that utensil be sacred, because we say lechem nazir b'shlitas ayahu dekadosh. The bread of the Nazirite is going to be sanctified with the slaughter of the ram that accompanied that bread. And so if that's the case, we don't need the measuring utensil to sanctify it. Comes along Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Chia, who was a student of Rebbe, says, Amar le Rabbi Chia, so Rabbi Chia said to his teacher, to Rebbe, Shebaha yemode lechavite kohen gadol, though We needed it for the Kohen Gadol. The high priest every day brought an offering. Every day he would take 3 lugim of oil and mix them with 12 loaves of bread. And so therefore, each of the loaves of bread is going to need a quarter lug of oil. And so for that reason, we need to have a measuring that measures a quarter lug of oil. And so therefore, that's the reason why this measure needed to be sanctified. When Rebbe heard that his student, Rebbe Chiya, said this, he said about him the verse from Isaiah chapter 46, verse 11, which stated probably the reference to Abraham, "May Eretz Merchak Ish Atzasi," the person of my counsel comes from a faraway land, meaning to say that Rebbe Chiya had gone from Babylon to the land of Israel, and he has come up and he has given me great counsel and helped me understand this law. So it's a beautiful thing that Rebbe, who is the author of the Mishnah, he didn't understand it himself, and so what does he do? He turns to his student, and so therefore he turns to his student, and his student enlightens his eyes, and his student illuminates the difficult passage and the difficult question that Rebbe had. And this is why Rebbe himself is the one who says in Maseches Makos 10a, Rebbe says, "Harbe Torah lamadati mi rabos. I learned a lot of Torah from my teachers, umichavera yoser mehem, and I learned more from my colleagues, umitalmida yoser mikulam, and from my students I learned the most." And that's what Rebbe was saying. I turned to my students. They showed me a fresh perspective on how to look at things, and they took this question, which I, the author of the Mishnah, didn't understand, and it was bothering me. And my student, who came from a faraway land, he enlightened me in this topic. And that's why Rebbe says, "I learned more from my students than even from my teachers."